Okay, and then there's a question here from Bhakta Ravi on deity worship. Also, I've seen various devotees dress Sri Gornitai in different ways at various programs, mainly house programs. For example, I once saw that Lord Nityananda was holding his chatter in his upraised hand to represent the state of dancing in ecstasy. Perhaps, is this okay, or is it better to keep them dressed as you see in temples? We have a tradition that dates back to Srila Prabhupada's time of deity worship, particularly worship of Gornitai, Radha Krishna, Lord Jagannath. And more or less devotees should just stick to that standard, although that also includes having their chatter in their hands or in different places, which is fine. And devotees in their homes can emulate the standards which are practiced in the temples, or at least they should follow them. They don't need to worship the deity at the same standard. In other words, they don't have to have so many offerings a day, so many artis a day, and so on. But what the basic principles of archana are, that devotees can conduct at home. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes it throughout his books that it's the dharma of householders to worship the deities. In the Shravanam Kirtanam Shloka of Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada emphasizes in a way that other acharyas have done, and Jiva Goswami does the same, that more or less it's compulsory for grihasthas to worship deities. Preferably, if they live near the temple, then they can render service to the temple deity. And even if they do, they can have their deities in their own homes, which they worship, so that the sense of proprietorship doesn't become overwhelming. Of course, deity worship isn't meant to be a functionary activity or something that's simply for our own personal benefit, but rather it's meant to please the Lord or serve the Lord. But certainly, one of the most important consequences of worship of the deity is that one becomes free from that sense of I, me, and mine. Janashimuhu yamahamameti. And this is very dominant in Kali Yuga. We know that our modern culture is based upon the concept that I am an achiever, whatever I achieve belongs to me. This is me, what you see, this body. And devotees, when they come to Krishna consciousness, try to become free from this type of mentality because it forces them into the mode of passion and from there down into ignorance. So, wanting to stay away from this type of fruit of mentality, devotees want to become free from bodily identification, the sense of proprietorship, possessiveness, and so on. Of course, in the Grihastha ashram, particularly when one has children, children naturally possess this type of mentality, as saintly as we may want them to appear. Whatever children stick in their hands, it immediately becomes theirs. Just try to take it away from them. And they really embody this sense of proprietorship, bodily identification, and thus parents having to deal with this all the time certainly are in contact with this type of mentality. And then, of course, the need to provide suitable home environment means that one has to acquire many things, and the acquisition of material things, even if they're necessities, inspires a sense of possessiveness. So this is counteracted or counterbalanced when the deity is seen as the center of the home, when the house is the property of the Lord, when everything that we perform and all activities are focused around the deity, and even children are taught to do this. by making their homes the center of such activities, grihasthas can protect themselves from the natural influences that come with having to work in the world, with having to accumulate, with having to provide. And if devotees want to know how elaborate their deity worship should be, well, it should be that elaborate that the sense of proprietorship is neutralized. Therefore, if one is wealthy and has good income, then he should have elaborate deity worship. He should offer nice jewelry to their lordships. He should have regular clothes and nice bathing. In other words, he should use his wealth for the Lord's service. And Srila Prabhupada and the Acharyas emphasize this, that the standard of deity worship should be commensurate with the standard of one's living. In other words, if we're living in a palace, then the deity should have beautiful marble altar, Sringasan, their own temple room with all nice provisions, silver plates, and so on. If you're simply living in a one-room apartment, then and eating once a day, then your worship can be proportional. So in any case, the consciousness should be there that here's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everything I have is meant for His pleasure. If one is hypocritical in this regard, and that is that we keep the deity as some kind of ritualistic activity and an insurance policy against falling into poverty, and we live very opulently but only give the minimum to the Lord, then that's certainly a formula for both material and spiritual inauspiciousness. And then, of course, the most important ingredient for deity worship, and as I mentioned yesterday, deity worship more or less should mean the worship of Gaur Nitai at home, is chanting Hare Krishna. The quality chanting of 16 rounds, holding kirtan with one's family, if possible, reading Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, and other wonderful scriptures in the presence of the deity. The more we treat him as the Lord and Master of the house, the Lord would treat him as the head of the family, and therefore we're part of his family. The more he looks after us, and the more our lives become very, very auspicious. So whether the chatters are in the hands and flying in the air, whether they're between the feet, these should really just be the representation of what the mood of devotion is. And we don't simply want to dress the deities as they're done in the temple, but we want to dress the deities with the same devotion as deities are dressed in the temple. We want to emulate that type of bhakti. If the devotion with which the lords are worshipped in the temple is copied in our home, then whether we're worshipping like Sudama Vipra or we're worshipping like Maharaj Ambarish, it doesn't really matter. It may be simple or it may be very, very opulent. But yome bhaktya priyachati, but the bhakti or the devotion should be there. And then we should be confident that by the worship of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, that all success and all perfection should be there, because what ultimately is the goal of our worship? Why are we worshipping? We're worshipping in order to please the Lord, in order to become purified of all impurities, in order to acquire loving devotion. And we're maintaining our family and home and everything else as a secondary affair. So if we recognize that Krishna is present in our home, and if he's the most important person in our lives, and we behave as such, and everything else, from our family members to our other possessions, are all really secondary, and they're his property, then however you're dressing the deities, whatever offerings you are making, that will all be super excellent, because it will have the type of yomi bhaktya, it will have the type of loving devotion that Krishna is really hankering after. On the other hand, even if it's very opulent, but there's no bhakti, and it's just a show, even if that show is with a lot of mantras and mudras and offerings and fancy dresses, but it lacks the devotion, then it can't purchase Krishna. But even just a little chipped rice, if it's offered with real loving devotion, then Krishna is more than eager to accept that. And he, like with Sudama Vipra, he turns that person's home into Vaikuntha. Hare Krishna.